Now we take a look at some serious issues facing senior care here in Wisconsin. According to a new investigative report, there have been 24 deaths in assisted living facilities following mistakes or mistreatment by caregivers in 2012 and 2013.
Care providers are quick to point out that accidental deaths and injuries are rare and don't reflect the quality of industry care as a whole. But some advocates for the elderly are raising red flags, saying the combination of lack of training, stressed facilities, and an aging boomer population is the perfect storm of factors, and we could be heading towards some serious problems in the not-too-distant future.
Joining us now is Adam Rodewald. He's a reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette and a contributor to Gannett, Wisconsin Media's investigative team. Adam, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You open your investigation with the story of a woman named Dolores Wearsome, one of the 24 assisted living residents who died in the past 2 years due to a mistake or to mistreatment. Can you tell us her story? What happened?
Sure. Well, Dolores was a woman who lived in Appleton. She was living at a facility called The Heritage in Appleton. It's owned by Theta Care, which is a fairly well-known healthcare organization in this part of the state. And in the January of 2013, she walked outside at about midnight and got locked outside. She was 84 years old and had started exhibiting some wandering and confusion, and that's what was taking place on this night when she walked outside, got locked out, and then came back and tried to get back inside, but she was locked out without a key, and no one heard her out there knocking for about 30 minutes before she turned around and walked away. It was 4 hours later when she was discovered missing. She was found about a mile away from the facility. She had fallen numerous times, had broken bones, and was in pretty bad shape. Ultimately died of hypothermia from the very cold weather outside. That incident led to a lawsuit. The family has since sued the facility over the issue, claiming negligence was involved in the death. And I chose to focus on that because the case really brings up questions about what is the level of responsibility that assisted living facilities have to their residents. On one side, the facility has an obligation to provide safety to its residents, but on the other hand, they have to preserve residents' rights, and part of that is their right to come and go from a facility as they choose, which is the facility's point of view in this case, that she was still allowed under their policies to leave whenever she wanted to.
Well, obviously, that's a horrifying story and a nightmare for the family to go through as well. It gets at some of these problems that you're talking about, and as you investigated the story and you looked at 24 other deaths due to mistreatment and mistakes, you found that there are some underlying patterns. Some of that included a lack of training and a big influx of older and sicker residents. Talk about what some of these issues are facing these facilities.
Yeah, this came up over and over as I was asking people what is going on that's leading this to happen. And there seems to be this perfect storm, if you will, of things all coming together. You've got a significant boom in the number of people going into assisted living. They're choosing that as an option for their care for a whole lot of reasons, but it's led to significant growth. On the other hand, on the other side, you've got a whole lot of people concerned about weak regulation and care requirements for these facilities, as they're having more people who come in who are older and sicker and have a wider range of issues, from dementia to mental health and other illnesses. And so they're raising questions about how much training should we be providing caregivers. Do they need to have more of a medical focus than they currently have?
How much training do they require to work at an assisted living facility?
It's not very much. It's more or less just a couple dozen hours worth of training that they go through. And it varies from facility and the type of facility, but I think maximum it was 20 hours that a caregiver needs for their initial training to get that job. There can be additions to that if they're, say, a facility's taking on a new type of tenant with a different care issue. They might go through some other type of training related to, say, dementia, if they're going to start admitting residents with dementia. But what I've been told from a lot of caregivers is sometimes that's as little as going through a short seminar, or even in some cases just getting some pamphlets to read on how to care for someone with those needs.
In the aftermath of a death at one of these facilities, like the one we heard about, what happens? What kind of investigation and what kind of governing board or legal process starts taking place?
Well, it can be investigated by the state, which has a Department of Quality Assurance that regulates assisted living homes. But the investigation only takes place if it's reported. Now, by law, there are certain times when the facility has to self-report an issue that took place, an injury, a death, or some other incident, and then the state will come in and investigate. But that's relying on the facility to self-report what happened. Other cases, if a family member or another individual files a complaint, then the state will come in and investigate. But otherwise it's not. It goes unreported and basically unknown to anyone who wasn't involved in it.
In the process of investigating your piece, did you come across people who were calling for reform or more oversight of these groups?
Yeah, in particular, the advocates are calling for reform and really looking to see some more significant oversight or strengthening of training and staffing requirements in facilities. But as far as lawmakers go, there's not much or any attention at all. I've reached out to some people in the state legislature trying to get some reaction, and so far I've had no response or they've declined to comment at all on the issue.
Well, Adam, we leave it there. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking to Adam Rodewall. He's a reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette and a contributor to Gannett, Wisconsin Media's investigative team. We've got a link to his piece, Senior Care, A Ticking Time Bomb, on the Central Time Facebook page.